Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. When I was a boy, one of the great pleasures of Saturday afternoons was that I'd light a bonfire with my dad. I came to love the smell of bonfires, probably because it reminded me of those happy moments. And the greatest pleasure of all was the process of getting the fire going. Sometimes we struggle, but then by fanning the flames carefully, we'd have the joy of seeing the fire take hold. Paul used this image to speak of his longing for the growth of Timothy's faith. It wasn't enough that he had a godly grandmother and mother. He needed to have a strong faith himself, and so the flames needed to be carefully fanned. Through the centuries, many people have looked at Christianity as a club. All that matters is that you're a member of the club and have your ticket for heaven. The New Testament presents Christian faith as a relationship with God. And because it's a relationship, and no relationship can stand still, it's either getting stronger or weaker. That was very much Paul's thinking. He was determined that his young friend Timothy should grow in faith, and that wasn't going to happen without determination and careful planning. I wonder what you're doing to fan the flames of your faith. We all have a different relationship with God, so there isn't one way of achieving this, but here are some suggestions. Spending time with God has to be number one. Setting aside time to read the Bible, pray, and reflect is incredibly valuable. Give yourself enough space so that you have time to listen to God. And it's also important to spend time with other Christians. Worshipping with them is great, but so too is talking with them. When we go it alone, we can easily assume that we're the only ones with temptations and problems to face. But when we have an honest relationship with Christian brothers and sisters, we soon discover that we're all in it together. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you love us so much that you want our relationship with you to become stronger. Help us to take steps to help that to happen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Have a great day.